With your local sports update, I'm Eric Cornish. Softball scores from Thursday. Central Hardin won at PRP 8-3. Thomas Nelson beat John Hardin 17-0 in the 2A Section 3. Bardstown beat Fort Knox in four innings 15-0. It was Hancock County over Meade County 6-3. Hart County beat LaRue County 8-6. E-Town fell to Oldham County 8-5. Sacred Heart beat Grayson County 16-1 in four innings. And Trinity Whitesville beat Breckenridge County 4-3. Tonight's schedule, weather permitting, will feature John Hardin back in the 2A Section 3 and Caverna at Fort Knox. Baseball from yesterday, Campbellsville beat Fort Knox in the 5th Region All-A Classic 16-3. Central Hardin fell to Barron County 5-3. Breckenridge County beat Edmondson County 15-5 in 6 innings. LaRue County won over Russell County 12-7. Marion County beat North Hardin 13-2 in 5 innings. Meade County beat E-Town 11-9. And Thomas Nelson beat Grayson County 1-0. If the rain allows, tonight we'll see Barron County at E-Town, Davis County at Grayson County, and LaRue County at Meade County. E-Town Ignite Indoor Soccer will play their final home games of the season tonight at the Bluegrass Sportsplex. The women face Detroit Waza Flow at 8 o'clock, and the men of Ignite play Valhalla FC at 9. In NCAA Women's Sweet 16 action tonight, the Louisville Cardinals, number 5 seed, will take on number 8 seed Ole Miss. That game starts at 10 o'clock from Seattle, Washington. NCAA Sweet 16 scores from last night. Two late threes from each team provided a wild ending for the West Region, but Gonzaga survived over UCLA 78-76. 3-seed Kansas State beat number 7-seed Michigan State 98-93. Number 4-seed UConn beat 8-seed Arkansas 88-65. And 9-seed Florida Atlantic beat number 4-seed Tennessee 62-55. NCAA action comes to Louisville's Yum Center tonight, with San Diego State facing Alabama at 6:30. Then Princeton and Creighton go at 9. Other games in Kansas City tonight, Miami and Houston, and Xavier and Texas. With your sports, I'm Eric Cornish. Oh!